That's as unwest of Bulldog as you're ever going to hear it. Stephen Hocking is the footy operations manager of the AFL. He's been good enough to join us. Welcome, Steve.
Good morning, Gary and Tim.
Hey, it's been without having had a game played, there's been lots to talk about and lots to debate, and a lot of it's coming out of your office, I suspect. And you were strong yesterday that this proposal about having runners come onto the ground only after a goal is going to stay.
Yes, we were, Gary. Look, firstly, we're in a period of time now before the season starts. So I think everyone's sort of wound up in regard to that. So it's really good to see that footy's back on the agenda and we're talking about football. So that's a real upside. Look, the reason for that was we consulted, collaborated right throughout last year. Last season's JLT games, we actually implemented what we've done for this season, so it certainly shouldn't be any surprise to anyone. The other parties too, that the competition committee, we put a host of rules in front of them, and where we landed as a group, there's 12 representatives right across the all the clubs, so 12 clubs are represented. You've got senior coaches, you've got a couple of players, you've got presidents, CEOs, football managers are all involved in that. So they have an industry-wide perspective on that, and they supported these 9 rules. So it's pretty important that it's not coming out of one office. It is an industry solution, this, and there's obvious reasons for that. We're trying to put a bit of time and space back into the game.
Hey, Steve, good morning to you. By what Luke Beveridge said at the weekend, saying that this would be turned back, he was confident of it and there would be runners implemented. I mean, words to that effect, it gave me the impression that he'd had that conversation with you or somebody at the AFL, and they said, look, if there's too much opposition here from the coaches, we'll just spin it back around and you can have your runners back. So that conversation never took place?
No, it didn't, Tim, no. The interesting thing too around that, look, and Luke's entitled to his view on that. I'm certainly not going to shout that down. He's obviously got reasons he feels strongly about that. But I'll go back to the fact that we have consulted. We consulted with all the clubs right through last year. You know the amount of work that we've done with both Foxtel and Channel 7 as well, and also all the radio stations. Everyone's been brought up to speed, so it really hasn't just popped up out of someone's Wheaties and all of a sudden there's no runners involved. It's actually we've worked hard on that. The example I'd give is the previous weekend, there was the game between West Coast and Geelong on the Friday night, and Adam Simpson and I got in contact with one another because he was a touch frustrated by a couple of things that actually happened in that game which were related to starting positions. And we just worked through that. And I said to Adam, have you got any solutions to this? And he said, no, that's your role. You go off, you sort that out. And that's what we did. We worked through the week and actually just reset the starting positions and acknowledged the fact that one of the challenges for them, for West Coast and Geelong that night to get their players in the position was based around the fact that the ground was so big over in Western Australia. They're enormous grounds. And so the interchanges were down the pockets as well, so it made it very difficult to get, from one end to the other. And the other point to make around that was there's 8 interchange players involved during the pre-season as well. So that made it quite difficult. But, that's the way Adam operated around that. And that's the system that we've put in place, is we want to collaborate with clubs. We want to work with the coaches and try and understand, how best we bring this to life. And in fairness, coaches, players and umpires have been exceptional. They've had 2 rounds to do it. The umpires have been to clubs. It's a record amount of visits this pre-season, 250-plus field umpire visits to clubs. So everyone has played their role in trying to bring this to life. So the runner piece, they still have access to the runners. And I sort of hear these discussions around, and maybe they should have a cap limit like rotations. The difficult thing to do with that is we've got so many examples last year of runners, just spending enormous amounts of time out on the ground. It's actually hard to cap it, because if you say, righto, you've got access to, 6 visits per quarter, what's the time cap on that? You say 6, one club will potentially use that for 10 minutes, another club might use that for 15 minutes, another club might push that out to 20, and then you've got you've got us on a Monday then having to regulate that and say to one club, because one club is complaining about another club getting greater access. But the way that we've introduced it, which is after each goal, it equalises the field.
All right, that's the runner's done.
Playing field for everybody.
That's not changing, and I can accept that. And the next one is the 50-metre penalty, and I think onus on the players, and I've said this publicly over the past couple of days, to understand the rules, and a lot of the problems have been because they haven't, and that's why we've had these 100-metre penalties.
Yeah.
The issue about setting the mark, though, Steve, is one that I still haven't had the definitive answer. I spoke to Hayden a couple of days ago, and he said it was a bit of a work in progress, and that is if the 50's paid, the player gets ahead of the umpire. Who then can set the mark for the opposition further afield?
Yeah, Gary, look, the main one to consider in this one is just the centre-back 50-metre penalty, and that's the one that we've been working through. It's not as relevant for the centre-forward one because, you know, generally what will happen is the guy's just taking a shot on goal anyway.
Yeah.
So an extra 50 beyond that's not relevant. So Hayden and his team have been working towards that. What they're looking at doing, if the umpire has got involved, so there may be a scuffle, you know, right where that initial 50 metres has been given away, it is then incumbent on the umpire down the field to actually come up and set the mark, which he'll be able to do. Now, the other part to add to that is, you know, how does the player actually hand? There's some great examples over the weekend of how not to go about it, and then two or three really good examples of how to go about it. Tom McDonald did one in the Melbourne-Brisbane game, and then there was also Jack Leewald, who was in two places, on the receiving end, and then also got awarded a double 50 as well, and he understood it. And the Tom McDonald one was Tom fell behind the guy that had been awarded the 50-metre penalty, and he actually handed that over to down the field, which was excellent. And then the Jack one, Jack actually realised, he stopped arguing with the umpire really quickly and just switched straight into the mode he needed to and stayed ahead of the player. Now, in the end, the Hawthorn player decided to take off. When he received the other one, which was the Frawley one, Frawley just comes straight into the protected area and interferes. It is, you know, people need to remember why we've done this. It wasn't too long ago that the three of us were playing with a 25-metre penalty, and we thought that was too much. We've now got 50, and it's almost like it's accepted in the game that, you know, it's okay to give away 50s. There's an easy way to defend this. You just don't give away 50s.
Mm.
It's 13 minutes past 7. We're talking to the AFL, Steve Hocking. Steve, we've got the 666. I think that's universally been applauded. I think everybody likes the idea of what that's now producing for the game. I've heard you say this before about you'll keep pulling levers in this game until you get the game that you want. Do you think we've got the game that we want yet or not?
Tim, I think we've gotten closer to it, but it's only a really small sample size, and that's the challenge for all of us. And look, it's important. There's sort of this there's this narrative that's being generated around, you know, the game that I would like. It's actually what the fans want. The fans are really big on wanting to see the best players play to the best of their ability. On the weekends, I'm sitting there watching a JLT game over in Perth, and I see Shuey in a centre bounce get a nice clearance and take a bounce out of the centre. For the two of you, I haven't seen that for a number of years. Mm. And in fairness, I think it shocked Shuey as well, because he ended up probably not kicking the ball where he would have liked. But we have seen examples where there is definitely a bit more space in the game. And we'd like to, without disrupting the game too much, what we've tried to do with this suite of rules is they all work together, because everyone's been talking about 6-6-6, and that's the most effective piece of it. But if you don't score a goal, the other advantage is if you score a point, you can then reset the ground with a kick in as well. Now, people are saying, well, you know, we're sort of not seeing the coast to coast goal, but what it does do is it's shifted the defence back to about the wing already, and there's plenty of examples of that during the JLT. It also then, if you can turn it over on the wing, either team, you can actually go back through it, because you've got forwards and then leading up the ball. So our plan is just to keep tinkering with it until, you know, we get it to a point. You know, hopefully we get through this year and we get to the end of the year and we look back and go, Most of that has worked because it's actually worked together. It's not just been one thing that we've plugged in, which the coaches, in fairness, you know, they're really motivated to win. That's their role. You know, I think the important role that headquarters makes is acknowledging the fact that they are there to win. So what they'll do is they'll work out ways of exploiting things. And I think, you know, that's what we're going to see. We're seeing strategy already playing out and coaches coaching differently to that. And that's, I think that's really exciting for the game.
I think it is. And you appreciate that people are a bit against change and it's going to take some time. And yes, I'm sure everyone is understanding of that. And not everyone's on board.
That's the great thing about the game.
It is indeed. Hey, Steve.
It generates discussion.
Can we just change tack for, we've only got a few moments left, we know you're busy, but this whole concussion issue, which has been massive over in the States, and I'd imagine that you're monitoring it very, very closely at the moment, and, you know, with Paddy McCartan, who was a former number one pick, if a number one pick out of college in the NFL, you know, had concussion issues, and I'm not suggesting that Paddy's career is over by any stretch of the imagination, it would be a huge litigious issue over there, and we know that they've had a big settlement over there. Is the AFL preparing for something? I know that yeah, former players have got some lawsuits or looking at the moment, but the AFL prepared for this right now?
Yeah, they are, Gary. Look, it's a really interesting, you know, discussion and a really important you know, piece of work that the AFL's been doing and all the clubs as well. We regularly connect with the NFL and other sports throughout the world as well, but the NFL is sort of seen as one of the leaders. It's interesting when you spend time with them, how advanced we are as a sport. So we have Hawkeye that's available. Sorry, guys, my dog. I've had her out this morning for a walk, but apparently it's not enough. We've actually got Hawkeye sitting on the sidelines for all of the doctors at every club. That's across all 9 games in a weekend. And they're able to assess players right there, right now, right in the moment, and make decisions that are actually beneficial for the player. The care that goes on around those players within the clubs is elite. It's the highest it's ever been. You've got a sports physician, you've got a GP as well that's involved. So you've got a number of doctors. So the high level of care that's going on is exceptional. And the Hawkeye stuff, NFL are only just introducing that. You know, we've had that for, you know, quite a while now. So we are hitting on some high points around that. It's important we continue to do it, but we are always open to where potentially we need to advance it further. But the important call out is the club doctors are the best carers. Now, the clubs are the best carers of their players. They want what is best for their players. So in Paddy's case, the St Kilda doctors there, they'll work through it. They'll be really diligent around it because they need to be. And then there's some criteria that they need to tick off on depending on the individual. And one size doesn't fit all. It's quite varied across, you know, each individual.
Hey, a lot to get through, Steve. We appreciate you giving us some time this morning. I think what you said right off the top is really relevant as well and pertinent, is that it's been a long off-season. There's lots of change. People, you know, have their say in it, but the AFL, the game itself, kicks off Thursday week, and I think we'll all be very happy when that takes place. So we appreciate you giving us some time, and good luck for the season ahead.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Steve.
Stephen Hocking, General Manager of Footy Operations. And, hey, he's an advent for change, Tim, and unashamedly has put it out there, as you said, and our audience, and I'm looking at it here as we talk, they don't like change, you know, for whatever reason. But you have to trust these people who, and I'll just say this, and I'm not defending anyone.
Okay. You know,
they don't do these things on a whim.
No, they
this
don't.
Is not wake no, up don't. Tomorrow and or wake up yesterday and go, oh, let's get rid of the runners. This is researched heavily. They are charged with the responsibility of our game, and I trust them.
Is it producing a better game? That's the question we need to throw out there this morning, because Steve Hocking said, look, it's not for me. I'm not trying to produce a game I want to see. Yep. This is what the fan is telling us they want to see. So on the small sample size you've seen this preseason, is it producing a better game?
Great question. 0433981116. Answer that simply. 1-300-736-736 if you want. Have you seen signs that AFL footy is better as a result of the change? That was a conversation starter for Kia's 7-day sale. It ends this Sunday. Don't forget, it's Cats Membership Day today. And today only, a 6-game Cats home and away membership is the price of just a 3-gamer. How good's that? Sammy Edmund up next for Carbone Lawyers. Don't settle for less.